Parak Vav, Mishnah Gimel. We begin the Mishnah with the following introduction. So, when they would bring the Karban Pesach, they used to also bring on the 14th day of Nisan a Karban Shlamim, which was called the Chagigas Arba Asar, the Chagiga of the 14th day of Nisan. And the Pasuk in the Torah says, V'zavachta Pesach Hashem, you bring a sacrifice of a Karban Pesach to Hashem, Elokech, your God, Tzon Ubakar, sheep and cattle. And we expound from here that we learn out Tzon, the sheep, is for the Karban Pesach, and cattle would be for the Karban Chagiga. Okay? Now, the Karban Chagiga was not a mitzvah in it to itself. Rather, the point of it was in order to accompany the Karban Pesach, so they eat the Karban Pesach a la sova. What does that mean? So the Karban Pesach was brought from either like a seh, tamim, a pure lamb, a zachar ben shana, a male lamb, which was 1 year old. And it wasn't so common to find a pure lamb that was a male that was 1 year old. And because of that, many times, there would be times when you have a lot of people, you know, all grouped together with one sheep. You have 30, 40 people in one group, because there weren't a lot of sheep to go around, and it wouldn't be enough for all of them to eat it and feel sova, feel satiated. So therefore, what they did was, it's a mitzvah from the Torah, that you eat first the Karban Chagiga, okay, and then you don't fill yourself up, but you leave room for the Karban Pesach, so that when you eat the Karban Pesach, you eat it a la sova and you get satiated, because the point is, when you eat the Karban Pesach, you have to be satiated, okay? So, the Mishnah is going to teach us now that that not all the time was this Karban Chagiga brought along with Karban Pesach, right? The Karban Pesach was the main mitzvah. The Chagiga was there just to accompany it so that by the time you get up to the Karban Pesach, you're full, right? But there were times when you wouldn't bring the Karban Chagiga depending on, you know, different scenarios. Now, that's what we discuss in the Mishnah. So with that in mind, let's begin. Emasai, maybe Chagiga Imo. When do you bring this Karban Chagiga along with the Karban Pesach? So, Bizman Shehu Ba B'chol, if you're bringing the Karban Pesach during the weekday, right, when Erev Pesach fell during the week, or B'tahara, when most of the tzibor, most of the people that are in the group, are pure, they're not Tamei, or Ubimuit, if the Karban Pesach was brought with a very, very small group, and there's not enough, the Karban Pesach was there weren't too many Karban Pesachs to go around, so the groups were very, very big, and the people weren't being satiated, right? So then in all these cases, you bring the Karban Pesach, because if it's a weekday, it's not Shabbos, we have no problem bringing it on Shabbos. If they're all pure, so then great, they're pure, they can eat the Karban Chagiga. If Mu'it means there's not a lot of Karban Pesach, so we need the Karban Chagiga to accompany the Karban Pesach, to make sure that the people that are eating the Karban Pesach, by the time they get up to the Karban Pesach, they should be satiated. However, it was Manchu Baba Shabbos, that they're bringing the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, right? When the 14th day of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, and Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So, or the Meruba, when you have a lot of Karban Pesachs, and all the groups are very, very small. So, it could be the Karban Pesach on its own will satiate everybody in the group. Or Ubatuma, or if the people of the group are Tamei, right? So the Karban Pesach is brought, Pesach Karav Betum, the Karban Pesach can be brought in a Tumah state, we'll explain later on, but not the Shlamim. So in any of these scenarios, you don't bring the Karban Chagiga along with it, because it's only a Rishus, only optional, it's not really an obligation, and it doesn't push off Shabbos, if, you know, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and it doesn't push off Tumah either. If you're Tumah, granted you can do the Karban Pesach, but you can't do the Karban Shlamim. And then again, if there's a lot of people, if there's a lot of us, Karban Pesach to go around, and the groups are very small, so they're going to be satiated just from the Karban Pesach that they brought. They don't have to bring another Karban Chagiga to build up their appetite, right? So therefore, there are times you see here that the Karban Chagiga would accompany the Karban Pesach in order to build up their appetite, and there are times when it's not necessary, and it would not accompany the Karban Pesach, and that's how this Mishnah, you know, goes through the various cases. Okay, perfect. Moving along, Mishnah Dalet, Chagiga, this Karban Chagiga, Haisaba Minatzon, Minabakar. It could come from the sheep, or it could come from the cattle. Minakavasim from the lambs, Umanizim from the goats. Minazacharim from the males, Umanakavasim from the females. Unlike the Karban Pesach, that we said it could only that it doesn't come from cattle, right? It doesn't come from the females either. We said it comes from a lamb, a seh, which was pure, which was a zachar, a male, which is within 1 year. So you see, it's more, the requirements for the Karban Pesach are a lot more They're a lot more stricter than the Karban Chagiga. Karban Chagiga, there's, you know, a number of options on how to bring it. And also, v'ne'achalas l'shtei yamim v'layla echad, is eaten for 2 days and one night. So, like all Karban Shlamims, okay, it's eaten on the 14th day and the 15th day of Nisan and the night in between, so 2 days and one night, whereas the Karban Pesach wasn't eaten only for the Elabalil Rishon Shal Pesach, only the first night of Pesach was eaten. Up until Chatzos, and then once Chatzos came, you couldn't eat it anymore. And that's why nowadays, when we have the Afikomen, we make sure to have it before Chatzos, because after Chatzos it's too late. The Afikomen corresponds to the Karban Pesach. So again, you see how the Karban Pesach now is going to be, you know, more strict than the Karban Chagiga, this Karban Shlamim. And then they bring down over here, and we come up with, nevertheless, the meat of the Chagiga, if it came up on the table along with the meat of the Karban Pesach, so then it like kind of gets the same din of the Karban, as the Karban Pesach, and you would only able to eat it until Chatzos in this kind of scenario, because you're afraid you might mix up the meats and then get mixed up which one's which. And then you'll think, hey, my Karban Pesach is my Chagiga, and I have 2 days and one night, whereas we're normally with the Karban Pesach, you only have till that night. So they're mamash being eaten at the same time, then it'll take upon the laws of the Karban Pesach, and you have until Chatzos that night. But otherwise, the Karban Pesach will only give you till Chatzos, whereas the Chagiga, you'd have 2 days and one night to eat it. And that's the idea. So we see from this Mishnah that the Chagiga was more of like an option. It was just to build up your appetite so that by the time you come to Karban Pesach, you're full. So therefore, if you're bringing the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, you can't bring the Chagiga. Or if you're Tameh, you know, you can't bring the Chagiga. Whereas the Karban Pesach could be brought when you're Tameh, or could be brought when it's Shabbos, right? Or we said that if you have a lot of, you know, Karban Pesach, you don't need the Chagiga altogether because you have enough to give people appetite. And then we said also that, you know, the Chagiga come from various different animals, whereas the Karban Pesach is limited to specific animals. So that gives us the initial introduction to this Karban Chagiga, and that wraps up the two Mishnayos for today.